Today's Good People, Good Works will be presented in Khmer and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oraxes of Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
We received the official recognition from the Ministry of Health in Cambodia that we are one of the teaching hospitals in Cambodia. We can provide good care and treatment to the patient, and also we provide the education and training to the doctor and nurses who work in the countryside or who work in somewhere else in Cambodia.
សួស្តីនិងសូមស្វាគមន៍ទស្សនិកជនដែលចិត្តដែលមកជាមួយកម្មវិធីមនុស្សល្អការងារល្អលើកញ្ចក់ទូរទស្សន៍វូធឿងសឺកម្មវិធីថ្ងៃនេះផ្នែកទី1បញ្ចាំងសង្ខេបព័ត៌មានពីផ្នែកមន្ទីរពេទ្យអង្គរកុមារមន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារមួយបម្រើគ្រប់គ្រាន់ផ្ដល់នូវការថែទាំសុខាភិបាលមានទីតាំងនៅសៀមរាបប្រទេសកម្ពុជាផ្ដល់នូវការប្រកបដោយគុណធម៌សប្បុរសធម៌ ថែទាំសុខាភិបាលសម្រាប់កុមាររបស់សហគមន៍តំបន់និងបណ្ដាខេត្តដែលនៅជិតមន្ទីរពេទ្យបានកសាងឡើងនៅឆ្នាំ 1999 ដោយអ្នកថតរូបអន្តរជាតិដ៏ល្បីឈ្មោះគឺលោក Ken Roizu ជាអ្នកដើរត្រាច់ចរពិភពលោកថតរូបបណ្ដាក្រុងដ៏ពិសិដ្ឋតាំងពីប្រាសាទពីរ៉ាមីតរបស់ប្រទេសអេហ្ស៊ីបរហូតដល់គុហាព្រះពុទ្ធរូប 10,000 អង្គនៅភាគខាងត្បូងប្រទេសចិន មូលដ្ឋានគ្រប់គ្រងនៅការវិនិច្ឆ័យរោគក្នុងនិក្រៅធ្ងន់ធ្ងរសង្គ្រោះបន្ទាន់ព្រះកាត់ពេទ្យធ្មេញចក្រុរោគសាស្ត្រនិងបានព្យាបាលជាង 500,000 នាក់គិតចាប់តាំងពីពេលកសាងនេះជាទីតាំងមួយដែលបានជ្រើសរើសដោយអង្គការសុខភាពពិភពលោកដើម្បីចាត់ចែងកម្មវិធីបណ្ដុះបណ្ដាលគ្រប់គ្រងជំងឺទូទៅរបស់កុមារ
Angkor Hospital for Children has more than 250 staff, that they all are Cambodian. In the beginning, there was a lot of expatriate doctors and nurses that they came to set up the system in our hospital. And then they provide a lot of training to Cambodian staff. And by year 2003, most of the doctors and nurses that we trained before, they become higher level of their knowledge, and then the expatriate doctor, the expatriate staff, they decide to leave, and then they handed over the work to our Cambodian. So we have 35 Cambodian doctor and 105 Cambodian nurses.
Mean bokkalak antrachit smak chet chi chran neu tae mok ដើម្បីបម្រើការនៅមន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរហើយបានចូលរួមវិភាគទាននៅពេលវេលានិងទេពកោសលរបស់ខ្លួនដើម្បីជួយដល់មន្ទីរពេទ្យវិជ្ជបណ្ឌិតគិលានុបដ្ឋាយិកាអ្នកឯកទេសខាងបន្ទប់ពិសោធន៍គ្រូពេទ្យវិជ្ជបណ្ឌិតវគ្គជាងឈើបុគ្គលិករដ្ឋបាលនិងអ្នកអាទិត្យជាច្រើនបានផ្ដល់ជូននូវការបម្រើដោយស្មារតីសប្បុរសធម៌ជាសហគមន៍និងមិត្តភាពបណ្ឌិត Michael Carter
One of the things the hospital does really, really well here is to understand that and to realize that they need to be working in the community as much as in the hospital. And it's only in the community where you'll save most lives. I've worked in quite a few hospitals, both as a student and as a doctor, and quite a few in the developing world, and this one is a bit special. The ward we're standing in now is the intensive care unit stroke emergency room, and the ability to treat very sick patients is greater here than I've seen in almost any other developing world country.
Montipet Kokma Angkor Kuchi Machamandol Bado Bandal Dal Bandal Ne Aikate Sokapibal Hai Chiring Rochnam អ្នកដែលបានទទួលផលប្រយោជន៍ពីបណ្ដាកម្មវិធីទូរទស្សន៍ខិតខំរិះរកមធ្យោបាយដើម្បីធ្វើឲ្យកាន់តែរីកចម្រើននៅគុណភាពថែទាំសុខាភិបាលនៅកម្ពុជា
Every year we are having more than 300 nursing students that come to our hospital for clinical training. We have to collaborate with the Ministry of Health that they send the nursing student to be in our hospital to learn more about the nursing standard. Besides nursing student, there's a doctor or nurses come from other referral hospital that was sent by the Ministry of Health in Cambodia or sometimes requested by World Health Organization that bring those people to us to train more about the children's disease.
មន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរបានមានការរីកចម្រើនការទំនាក់ទំនងសុខាភិបាលក្នុងតំបន់សៀមរាបទូលំទូលាយដោយការបង្កើតគិលានឋានកុមារបម្រើក្នុងស្រុកសុនីគុំ
Recently, we opened the satellite clinic. It is about 35 kilometers from our hospital, and it's located in a referral hospital that is running by the government. Over there, we take over the pediatric department. We opened on the 22nd of February this year. And the first day that we opened, we saw about 100 patients came to our clinic there.
Without money, they can't buy clean water or get access to clean water. They can't buy antibiotics if needed. They can't travel to the hospital if they're very sick. And that's for one reason why AHC has opened up a smaller satellite hospital in the community.
The reason that we opened that clinic is because we would like to build up the work of the referral hospital that is running by the government. Because there was a pediatric ward, but there was no patient. There's a bed, but no patient stay in there. So usually people, they travel, they pass by that hospital or health center directly to our hospital here. So we think that if we build up the good work over there, and then people would not travel so far just to get the simple medical care or just to get primary care.
ពេលត្រឡប់មកវិញយើងខ្ញុំនឹងស្ដាប់បន្ថែមអំពីការងារដែលចាប់អារម្មណ៍របស់មន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរសូមមេត្តារក្សានៅស្ថានីយ៍ទូរទស្សន៍វូធឿងស៊ឺ
Motivation. Children are fun. That's the most important thing. They are hilarious.
សូមស្វាគមន៍លោកអ្នកបានត្រឡប់មកវិញជាមួយកម្មវិធីមនុស្សល្អការងារល្អថ្ងៃនេះនិយាយអំពីមន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរជាមូលដ្ឋានកុមារមួយដែលមិនគិតអំពីផលប្រយោជន៍ជួយជាវិភាគទានដើម្បីធ្វើឲ្យកាន់តែប្រសើរឡើងដល់សុខភាពនិងអនាគតរបស់កុមារដែលមានការខ្វះខាតនៅប្រទេសកម្ពុជាដោយវិធីផ្ដល់នៅសេវាសុខាភិបាលទូលំទូលាយ
I'm Michael Carter. I'm a doctor from England. I've been here for 7 months working both on the wards and in the microbiology lab. I do some clinical work, although my role is really research and in particular trying to define, to find outwhat type of bacteria cause and what type of viruses cause infections in the children that come into Angkor Hospital for Children. Once we know that, we can treat them much more effectively.
My name is Sinket Ranet. I have been working in Angkor Hospital for Children for 4 years, and I love working in Angkor Hospital for Children because this hospital is a charity hospital and can help the Cambodian children so much.
ការងារដ៏ថ្លៃថ្លារបស់មន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរ បាននាំមកនៅក្តីសង្ឃឹមនិងអនាគតមួយភ្លឺថ្លាជាងគេសម្រាប់កុមារកម្ពុជាជាច្រើនព្រមទាំងគ្រួសាររបស់ពួកគេក្រោយពីជាសះស្បើយពីជំងឺអ្នកជំងឺមួយចំនួនមានការដឹងគុណនឹងការយកចិត្តទុកដាក់ថែទាំដល់ពួកគេស្ម័គ្រចិត្តធ្វើការនៅមន្ទីរពេទ្យដើម្បីជួយដល់កុមារផ្សេងទៀតដែលកំពុងត្រូវការអ្នកស្រីអរុនឥឡូវចែករំលែកដំណើររឿងដ៏រំជួលចិត្តមួយរបស់ពួកគេ
There's one patient that came to our hospital about 11 years ago when we started the hospital in the beginning. He was the landmine victim. Actually, he went out to the field with his friend. And then they all, maybe five of them, that they were together, and then they saw the landmine on the land. And then they just play with it, and then that thing became explored, and he has very bad injury. So then his parents brought him to our hospital because the hospital that in his village is not capable to treat him. During that he's here, he was under the treatment and care for a long time. One doctor said that his leg would be need to cut. But then there's one doctor from the Hawaii, from the U.S., saying that maybe there's something that they can help him. So then they try to find the support and then bring him to Hawaii for 1 year. He was under the treatment and care in a hospital in Hawaii for 1 year. And then his leg was not need to cut. And then after that, he was getting better and then come back to Cambodia after staying there for 1 year. So several years later, after he came back, and then he started volunteering within administrative department, just helping to run like a document from one department to another department. And right now he's in school, he's in grade 10, and he still continue working with us by volunteering. I asked him, how do you think about the hospital? And he said that I volunteer here because of I want to get some experience, and also I want to give something in return.
បុគ្គលិករបស់មន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរដឹងថាដើម្បីធ្វើឲ្យកាន់តែប្រសើរឡើងនៅស្ថានភាពសុខភាពរបស់កុមារនិងមនុស្សធំឲ្យកាន់តែរីកចម្រើនឡើងនៅកម្ពុជាមិនគ្រប់គ្រាន់សម្រាប់ការរួមវិភាគទានការថែទាំសុខាភិបាលកម្រិតខ្ពស់សម្រាប់សាធារណៈនោះទេព័ត៌មានសម្រាប់ប្រជាជនដឹងអំពីជំហានការពារសុខភាពរបស់ពួកគេអាចអនុវត្តក្នុងការរស់នៅប្រចាំថ្ងៃជាការចាំបាច់ដើម្បីកាត់បន្ថយនៅការមកកាន់មន្ទីរពេទ្យនិងមកដេកពេទ្យ
Underpinning all of this is education. It's education, and particularly education for women, that saves lives. People are short of vitamins.Partly because I think their diet is based too much on rice and not enough on other vegetables, and in particular, diet is based around white polished rice. If you polish rice, make it white and shiny, you lose the brown husk, which is full of a vitamin called thiamine. Thiamine deficiency is one of the biggest causes of admissions to this hospital and is probably a large contributor to mortality rates in Cambodia.
We provide the education and training to the community, I mean to the staff from the hotel or guest house or any travel agency or public sector, such as a policeman, taxi driver or something like that, about the first aid training, about hygiene, about HIV AIDS awareness, and there's much more. Yeah, mostly about something that people need to know for taking care of themselves.
សូមកោតសរសើរស្ញប់ស្ញែងអ្នកស្រីស៊ីនកេតអរុនបណ្ឌិត Michael Carter ស៊ីនកេតណារិតព្រមជាមួយនឹងបុគ្គលិកនិងអ្នកស្ម័គ្រចិត្តផ្សេងទៀតរបស់មន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរបានថែទាំយ៉ាងល្អដូចនេះដល់កម្ពុជាហើយក៏សូមកោតសរសើរលោក Kendro Izu និងមិត្តភ័ក្តិគ្មានព្រំដែនចំពោះការបង្កើតមន្ទីរពេទ្យនិងសម្រាប់បន្តការទំនុកបម្រុងរបស់ពួកគេដល់មូលដ្ឋាននេះដើម្បី លើកទឹកចិត្តចំពោះសកម្មភាពខិតខំយកចិត្តទុកដាក់លើសុខភាពកុមាររបស់មន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរព្រះគ្រូថាន់ហៃវូធឹងស៊ឺបានចូលរួមឧបត្ថម្ភនៅទឹកប្រាក់ចំនួន 10,000 ដុល្លារអាមេរិកដោយផ្សារភ្ជាប់នៅសេចក្តីអាណិតនិងស្រឡាញ់ដើម្បីដឹងថែមឲ្យកាន់តែពុស្ដាអំពីមន្ទីរពេទ្យកុមារអង្គរសូមឈៀងចូលកាន់ website www.ankerhospital.org ដើម្បីឲ្យបានដឹងបន្ថែមអំពីមិត្តភាពគ្មានព្រំដែនសូមចូលទៅកាន់ website www.fwab.org ទស្សនិកជនជាទីមេត្រីសូមអរគុណដែលទស្សនិកជនបានចូលរួមតាមដានកម្មវិធីថ្ងៃនេះជាបន្តគឺពិភពលោកជុំវិញខ្លួនយើងក្រោយពីព័ត៌មានដែលគួរឲ្យចាប់អារម្មណ៍សូមឲ្យយើងខ្ញុំទាំងអស់គ្នាបានយល់ដឹងនៅសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់និងភាពឧត្តមឧត្តមរបស់ឋានសួគ៌
Splendid viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Up next is the word around us after noteworthy news. May we all know the love and graceness of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.